wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Lift up your two hands and let's worship his name one more time. Now speak to him, give me an encounter today. I've come to this financial fortune banquet. Let it bring an end to every financial struggle in my life. Visit me with all of the blessings that accompany the covenant of financial fortune. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Again, God visited us yesterday with amazing, massive salvation of souls in the outreach. Because no one can save a soul. For the ever-growing grace on this church, lift up your hands and give God thanks. Let God know you are excited about it. Let God know you appreciate it. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Father, thank you. No one like you. Take all the glory. Thank you for a most impactful spiritual week of emphasis. Thank you for diverse encounters granted each and every one. Take all the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please you may be seated. Let me once again welcome every one of us to this financial fortune banquet and expect this banquet to answer in your life. A banquet connotes an open table where you take what you want and as much as you want. Where you take what you want and as much as you want. This is what this banquet will deliver in your life. It's possible to live a financially stress-free life. It's possible to walk in financial dominion. It's possible to stay on top of all financial concerns. And you belong to a ministry that is concern-free financially. And when Lot went with Abraham, every blessing on Abraham began to speak in the life of Lot. That means everyone in this commission is ordained to enjoy financial dominion. And that's why I know that every everlasting financial concern mountains that may be staring you in the face, your family, your business, must come to an end today. Saul also came into the midst of the prophets and he began to prophesy. Because environment is ordained to impact on the life of individuals who are connected to it. Spiritual environment is contagious. Spiritual environment is contagious. Spiritual environment is contagious. There are some diseases that the exchange of breath transmits it. The exchange of your breath transmits that disease. That's why when they have any of those new generation flus, bird flu, lizard flu, you find they put masks on their nose. Because it's transmittable through the air. You can't be in the midst of the air of financial fortune and continue to live in misfortune. So get connected. We are not telling stories here. God is unveiling mysteries on this mountain. Financial dominion is the heritage, is our heritage, the redemption. He was made poor, that which means poverty might be made rich. And God is able to make all grace abound towards us, so that we have an all sufficiency in all things, might become canals, not channels, canals of distribution of his blessings. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. He was made poor that we might flow in financial dominion. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. So, financial dominion is our heritage in redemption. Number 2, it is our heritage in the Abrahamic covenant. And in thy seed, said to Abraham, God speaking, shall all the families of the earth be blessed, because you have done this thing. Genesis 22, verses 17 and 18. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3, and verse 29. So, financial dominion is our heritage in the Abrahamic covenant. Every child of God is a seed of Abraham and is ordained to be a blessing to his world, not to his family, not to his local village, to the world. You need a global view of your redemption. You need a global view of your redemption. We also discover it is the core blessing of the law. The core blessing of the law. If you read from verse 1 to verse 13, what is God saying? These blessings will come to you and overtake you. You won't be pursuing them, they will be pursuing you. If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do all that I command thee. And he went on in verse 12. The Lord will cause your heavens to give you its rain in its season. And to bless all the works of your hand. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. And to bless all the works of your hand. The Lord shall offer to you his good treasure. The heaven to give you the rain in your land in its season. And to bless all the work of your hands. And thou shalt lend unto what? That's financial dominion. And thou shalt not borrow. And in verse 13, he said, the Lord shall make thee the head in the school of blessings, and not the tail. You shall be above only, and not
Benin. No. That is financial dominion defined. You'll be lending to many nations. So there are many global citizens in this room now. That the nations of the earth will feel the impact of your financial dominion. You need this. You need this understanding, and it will bless you forever. I saw myself lending to nations in 1981 when there was nothing in the immediate environment that I lived in. But I saw it. For the Lord thy God blesses you, as he has said, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. October 4, 1981, it was an encounter of a lifetime. Somebody must have an encounter of financial dominion this month. That looks like, let me hear your loudest amen. It's also important for us to know that financial dominion is God's agenda for the end time. He said, fear not, O lamb, and be glad, for the Lord will do great things. Joel 2:21. Fear not, O lamb, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Verse 22, he said, be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, because the pastures of the wilderness do spring. He said, the tree beareth our fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Verse 23, he said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice, for the Lord hath given you the former rain more daily, but it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the later rain in the same month. And what will happen? And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. And he said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and bless the name of the Lord. And my people shall never be ashamed. If you believe you are included, let me hear your loudest amen. When is this? In the last days. And where are we? We are in the last days. The last day began in the upper room. We are in the last days of the last days. Amen. So this is the time when no one in Zion is permitted to live with financial shame and deprivation. I can only teach you. I can't force you to believe. And what to believe is what to empower to become. I can only teach you. I can't force you to believe. Faith is absolutely your responsibility. My own is to unveil to you what he tells me to tell you. Then you decide whether to believe or not. But whether you believe or not, we will know tomorrow. We will know tomorrow. What I'm teaching you is one of my God-given special areas. If you are looking for a specialist in kingdom finance, talk to me. God said to me, get back home and make my people rich. I had him as a man who hears his friend. And testimonies have been flowing forever. Your own must flow this time. Your own must flow this time. Therefore, in our Sunday services, we shall be examining empowerment for financial dominion from four biblical platforms in a series of captions, Walking in Financial Dominion. Walking in Financial Dominion. Walking in Financial Dominion. I was almost like a madman when God delivered the mandate of kingdom prosperity to me. I abandoned every engagement I had. You can't believe it. Every engagement I had in the U.S., I abandoned everything and headed back home as if I was almost coming to turn a button, and then God's people will prosper. It was so real. I earned a bad name for obeying God. So I didn't call anybody when I got home. I got home and said, sorry, I'm already in Nigeria. What? That's what we're speaking this week. Okay, I'm already off. I'm in Nigeria. In obedience to God, because of the urgency and the clarity of the mandate. The mandate was very clear. If I mention the name of where I was going to be, you'll feel for me. I mean, you can imagine a very senior ministry with a huge ministry platform inviting you to speak in a convention, and then you couldn't wait. Why? You said God spoke to you, this tiny boy. I fled to obey God. And I'm glad it's happening. It's happening. People supernaturally flourish under this ministry. Those who believe it. Those who don't believe it, I can't do anything. I'm not the one who empowers people to get wealth. I only point to the one who empowers people. You believe him, he empowers you. You don't believe him, he dispower you. Amen. So it's all about you. Remember? So I can tell you this. I am on top of financial issues by revelation. Otherwise, I mean, you have a deal of $365 million in 5 weeks, and you won't mention to anybody, not to church, not to pastors, not to elders, and you still had it. Come and say dominion. So don't look like me as like a magician. An apostle that bears the mystery of dominion in my hand. You believe it, you are empowered. You don't believe it, you are dispowered. It's, the choice is yours. As many as believed him, to them gave him power. Sir, I don't have any mortal man to whom I defer on finance. No president, no governor, nobody from the onset till tomorrow. So I can tell you, I know no man after the flesh. Amen. But I know what this book says. And I live by it. If you know it, and I've not cheated on any man in my life. People have cheated me severally. God bless and forgive them. But that I cheated on someone and I took something that is not my own. So when social media said I was worth $150 million, I said, you are crazy. You don't know my worth. My worth is to call anything needed at any time. The account is heavy in heaven. So, can you be talking nonsense? Do you mean I will be worth $150 million? Okay. Something is changing your life right now. You believe that is you, God is speaking, so let me hear your loudest amen. So this is walking in financial dominion, part one. We'll be examining the financial wonders from the love platform. Say with me, the love platform. The love platform. Now, listen to me very carefully, because I'll be showing you things that will turn your life forever. When we dwell in God, in love, we dwell in God and God in us. And when we so love God, we are empowered to so give. Now, you see, all revelations in the world on financial dominion is rooted in giving. It's really where? Nothing is permitted to multiply until it is sown as a seed. Can I tell you where my strength is coming from? I saw my weakness in serving God, and then I reap his strength in return. This man is strong, and he's not strong physiologically, he's strong spiritually, which translates to practical strength. My strength
or weakness is genuinely invested in the pursuit of his interest. So I reap back his strength for my weakness.
If you have 7 services, I'll do it. We don't know anything because I still do several services after you are closed. Particularly these pastors. They do fifth service. Some of them don't do 7th service after they have left. And I'll be as fresh as I was at the 4th service.
Because my strength is sown as a seed, so I'm entitled to his strength in return for my weakness. Nothing multiplies until his sown. Now, let me tell you where my intellectual smartness came from. I invest my intellectual weakness in the pursuit of his interest. And he multiplies back to me his own intellect in return. This man is smart. All my speeches today, I write them. Anything you don't sow never multiplies. My son sowed his weakness with a hole in the heart. And God gave him strength back and canceled a 3-month death baggage. And 14 years after, he has never used Panadol. Anything you don't invest diminishes. Only what you invest multiplies. For why the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease.
Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22.
The love platform. It is love that empowers a given life. Love empowers a given life. And because giving is the foundation for financial dominion, it is love that empowers us to work in financial dominion. Remember, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Abraham also so loved God, he gave his only beloved son. He said, thy son Isaac, whom thou lovest. That's why Abraham and God are friends. God will give anything, and Abraham will give anything. Nobody will ever experience financial dominion without being a delightsome giver. Addiction to giving is empowered by love. And when we become addicted to giving, God is committed to empowering us for financial dominion. It's only addicted givers that work supernaturally in financial dominion. It is impossible to test it until you become an addicted giver. Why? It takes giving to get there. It takes giving to remain there. And it takes growing in your giving life to grow in it. It takes giving to get there. It takes giving to remain there. That's why some people give testimonies once in a while and then they can't see it again. Because it takes giving to remain there. And it takes growing in your giving life to experience change of levels in financial dominion. So, and it is only love that empowers a man to give willingly, cheerfully, sacrificially, continuously, and tirelessly. Only love empowers a man. Because until you give willingly, your giving is not acceptable. Until you give cheerfully, it is not received. Until you give continuously, you may find yourself going down. This is why it is impossible to walk in financial dominion without a given life. You'll never go down again in your life. Every time you experience a failure, check your steps. You must have missed some covenant steps along the line. I have never known a downturn since I got on this highway, March 22, 1982, when the covenant was unveiled. I have never known a setback. And the good news, like I've always said to you, this church has never known a better yesterday since inception. Every year will look so great, and the following year I just say, what is great? There's nothing great here. This is present day greatness. That will be your lifestyle from now. Love is the platform that empowers our given life and that provides access to this realm that we're talking about. All great lovers of God in scriptures walked in financial dominion. Number one, Abraham. Abraham, a friend of God, or the friend of God. James 2:23. So what does that mean? It means exactly that. Because love is the cord of friendship. How many will say amen to that? Love is what establishes friendship. And Abraham was old and sickly in age, and the Lord has blessed him in everything. Genesis 24:1. And by him, all the families of the earth are blessed today, including you and me. Because God is not a joker. He means what he says, and he says what he means. Abraham was a tither. Genesis 14:19-21. Abraham was an hospitable man. You can't pass before his house without having been forced to take something. Abraham was a liberal soul. He gave every good thing to Lot. And the liberal soul shall be made fat, and in the water shall be himself be watered unto. Abraham, the friend of God. He walked in financial dominion. And Abraham was very rich in silver, in cattle, and in gold. Genesis 13:2. He was a tither. He was a liberal soul. He was an hospitable man. He would give anything. Including the son he waited for 25 years. Abraham will give anything. So God will bless him with anything. Whatever you hold in your hand that God cannot have defies the limit that God can take you. Whatever you hold in your hand that God cannot have, it defies the limit that God can take you. Please understand this. All addicted lovers of God in scriptures walked in
financial dominion. And you are the next to be listed.
You are the next to be listed. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. David, a man after God's own heart.
He said, and now because of my affection for the house of my God. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 3. I have given all out of my own private treasure. 1 Chronicles 29:3. I hope the man in the studio is awake. Now, I've given all of my own proper good of gold and silver. Every lover of God has proper good of gold and silver. I have. Man, I love God so bad that all the demons in here know it. I'm not singing I love you. I just love him. And I've told you before, you don't know my secret until you discover my heartbeat for God. It's not about principles, and the principles are too many in town. It's not about missing. Misses are all over the town. But a heart. But a heart. My prayer today is that your heart will open for God. Instead of being possessed by demons, be possessed by God. You be in unquestionable dominion. You walk in unquestionable dominion. That's what it is. If I greet you, I greet you because I must walk in brotherly love, not because you must give me something. No. 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 But something must happen to you today. Because if you don't walk in the steps of those who have obtained the promise, you are not interested in the promise. There are people here in their village, if the church is looking for where to use, they can rent their garage and be collecting money. Their garage in the village, which they visit once in a year. They can rent it. They can rent it. Some can rent to their father, the one who gave birth to them. I say, you want to be keeping people here? You pay 25 naira a month. Because they don't have a heart. To let anything go is a problem. They don't have a heart for you. I walked to a Christian college and I saw the deplorable state. I said, Jesus will not be named with this system. No! No! Today is fully renovated. Amen. And the children are walking in dignity. I can't be standing on the window and say, you are in class. No. Jesus, no. No. Jesus, no. Come on. Invade the place. Tear the things down. Put the things you need to put. Put furniture. Put everything. Because I can't see Jesus being so humiliated. So, it's all over to you. It's not about give me. That's not the way to go. You know why God has not opened the heavens? If He pours the flood on you and there are no canals, it will flood away. So you need canals of outlet. If He opens the heaven and the flood came and there are no canals, you are dead. So He has kept your heavens until the canals are built. Major channels of outflow. Glory to God. Major outflow channels. Major outflow channels. That's what we begin from. Proper gold of silver and gold. And he said in verse 6 in the Amplified Bible, who then will follow my example? Who will give himself and know that he has to the Lord? In the regular Bible that we read here, he said, who will consecrate his service to the Lord this day? But I love that translation. He said, who then will follow my example? Who will give himself and know that he has to the Lord? Pastors naturally look up to people to give them. But this one looks for people to give to. That's the difference. You can't pray your way out of poverty. You can only give your way out of it. You can't fast your way out of poverty. You can't fast your way out of financial struggle. You can only give your way out of it. Somebody's changing level. Please understand what I'm saying. God does not need your giving. You need it. The poor does not need your giving. He can give them directly from heaven. He will send somebody else before you turn your back to reach the poor. He won't let the poor die because he's looking to preserve him. And whatever it tells you to do about somebody in need is an opportunity for a change of level if you're interested. Somebody's changing level. A time will come in your life you will not need more than 1% of what comes to you. Because the volume will be heavy. And the channels and the canals will make you live a healthier life. One of my daughters in the Lord is a biochemist. Came down here as a visiting professor. And he said to me, said, Dad, tell me what is the secret behind your getting younger every year. I said, the grace of God. He said, no, apart from grace of God, which other thing? I said, I live absolutely a pressure-free life. Come and say absolutely. There's nothing pressing me for anything. If they will obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures, not under pressure. I'm not thinking evil, so sleeping is natural when I'm tired. There's nothing I'm covering somewhere. All my doors are open. I go anywhere and I say, check drawer number 3, whatever, check this thing for me. I'm, you know, fast it. There's nothing. By the time you are writing something and you're covering it with your hand, something is wrong. So, as you move the hand downward, you are reading the one on top. Glory to God. Well, I know your story is changing this month. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. But we must understand why God blesses. And that's the anchor for the man. God blesses us primarily so we can be a blessing to the kingdom and to the world around us. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. God said to Abraham, get out of thy country, from thy kindred, to a land that I will show you, and I will there make of thee a great nation, and I will bless you, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Your name cannot be greater than how great you are committed to being a blessing. He said, and I will secure that blessing, for I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curses thee, I will curse. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I will bless you. And as you keep blessing people, I keep changing your level. From local to national, to regional, to global. I keep changing your level as you keep operating the channels that are at your disposal. I keep changing your level. Anywhere people put you is temporal. Presidency is temporal. People put you there by election. You will live there after 8 years, no matter how smart you are. Okay? You are a governor, people put you there, they will remove you. It's the same people that will remove you. They have already said that you have only 8 years. Amen. So they are already juggling for your removal. But wherever God puts you, no devil can remove you from it. Everywhere a man puts you is tenured. But wherever God puts you is eternal. Is what?
Eternal.
as long as you keep by the rules and the constitution of the kingdom, no devil can remove you.
There are people here, the prosperity you are walking into now, it will be speaking in the life of your children.
Yeah. Your children's children. Yeah. Throughout your generations.
Yeah. If you believe that, let me hear your loudest amen.
We must understand this side of financial dominion. God will not bless anyone beyond his commitment to the promotion of the kingdom of God.
We better understand that.
He will not bless any man beyond his commitment to promoting
the kingdom of God.
It is God first,
or you are stranded and lost.
Is it that God first,
or you are going to oblivion?
God will not bless any man beyond his commitment to promoting
the kingdom of God.
Seek ye first
the kingdom of God,
and all these things shall be added unto you.
Matthew 6 and 33. Now in Haggai chapter 1 verse 4 to 11, it talks about consider your ways.
The people said the time is not come, the time that the house of the Lord should be built. He said, you live in your cedar house, my house is lying down in ruins.
He said, consider your way.
You look for much, verse 5, it becomes little. You earn wages to put it in pockets with holes. Thus says the Lord, consider your ways. Go to the mountain and bring wood and build this house, and I will take pleasure in it. Otherwise, the heaven over you will only be giving you dust. You won't see rain, you will suffer drought.
But when you go to the mountain and build this house, then I will take pleasure in it. And I'll be glorified in the Lord, and I will decorate you in return.
So, kingdom promotion addiction is vital to working in financial dominion. I mean, there are many blessed people in this church.
I mean, all of us are blessed.
There are those with capacity to build small, small churches where we are struggling under the trees in their village. They won't do it. They would rather go to India for tests.
When somebody from India was here from here.
Seek ye first the kingdom.
I'm not talking about philanthropies. I'm talking about people who have covenant sense. Come and say covenant sense.
Covenant sense.
In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, he said, I'm the Lord thy chain not. That's why each seed of Jacob are not consumed.
But you have gone far away from me, said the Lord. And you will not walk in my ways. Return unto me, said the Lord, and I will return to you. He said, where shall we return unto you? He said, in tithes and in offerings. What?
Bring all the tithes to my storehouse, and then watch how I bring you to realms of financial dominion.
So me first, or everything else, equals zero. You ignore me, every other thing won't work. If you don't return to me, your dignity will not be restored. Me first.
That's what God is speaking. John D. Rockefeller, the first American billionaire in history, was an addicted tither.
What was he? Was a kingdom, addicted kingdom promoter. There is somebody here, your story will be greater. He one time gave $140 million to the university that the church was building, not his university. $140 million. Then, what are you talking about? So what gave him his place? Kingdom priority gave him his place in history. Kingdom priority. Kingdom priority, not philanthropy. Kingdom priority gave him his place in history. You know, many have died and gone. John D. Rockefeller is still living. His foundation is one of the most vibrant ones on this earth today, that engages in extensive research funding around the world. Years after he has gone. Kingdom priority mentality is a mystery behind financial dominion. I hope you understand me. Somebody's changing level. Somebody's changing level. You are that one. Let me hear your loudest amen. He went on. God will not bless anyone beyond his commitment to blessing the needy around him. Come and say commitment. Ah, yeah. Commitment to blessing the needy around him. Why? Proverbs 28, verse 27. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. He will be in abundance. He will be walking in dominion. And so, look at the man called Job. Job 29, verse 4. As it was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when I washed my feet with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. I washed my feet with water, with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. Authority. Now you go from verse 4 to verse 17. He talks about the dominion of Job in his generation. Because, and he said the reason why. He said, because I rose up to help the poor, and he that has no one to help him, and the horror of it that is ready to perish came upon me. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. So there is a because. That man became the greatest businessman in his time because he was addicted to serving the needs of the poor around him. If you want to obtain a promise, you better take the steps of those who have obtained it. That's one way up. Somebody's changing level. So ministering to the needy around us is a covenant platform for changing levels. I don't expect anyone in this church to be all that they have. My wife and I and my children will finish it. Seek opportunities to put a smile on somebody's face. Grab the opportunities as they come. And then you find yourself changing level. Number three, God will not bless any man beyond his commitment to giving towards the well-being of mankind. We need a global view. I was naked, you didn't clothe me. I was hungry, you didn't give me food. I was in prison, you didn't visit me. He said, when did we see you hungry? We didn't feed, give you food. He said, as long as you have not done it for any of these, you have not done it for me. Matthew 25 and verse 31 to 40. So it's our business, our covenant business, to keep giving towards the well-being of mankind. Because he said, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That's who I believe God is speaking to. God will not bless any man beyond his commitment to impacting the nations with his fortune. He will not bless any man beyond his commitment to impacting the nations with his fortune. When John D. Rockefeller said that he will not survive his attack with cancer, he parted with 50% of all his things to bless humanity. And God said, this kind of person should not die. Please stay on.
stay on. If you die, now we do this. Stay on. And he lived over 40 years more. They told him he would not see his 52nd birthday, but he lived to be 93. God extended his stay because he loves such fellows to be on the earth. Amen. God loves such fellows to be on the earth. You'll be among the people God will love to be on the earth. When that is full, won't let go. God said, I don't want this kind of person on the earth. If you die, the world will distribute you something. So die. So that the world can have someone to distribute. Amazing. Can I tell you this? Givers are exempted from sickness because God needs them to keep blessing their world. Givers enjoy extended long life. Extended long life. Maybe I've shared this joke with you. Pastor Adela has bought clothes for me and my wife. Not once, not twice. Ah, it's an addiction. What is it?
Addiction.
Every old person is going to give them something. He sent us clothes one time and said, I want to wear this during your birthday. Have we ever had Shiro without their sending cows? Without his sending cows, cows. He must send no matter where the Fulanis are. He must send at that age. At that age. That's who God is talking about. Until full old age, you won't leave this covenant. One of those wonderful ministers of the gospel said, I don't know what to do with Baba. Because you go to give him something, he puts something else in your car that's bigger than what you gave him. So you feel grieved. Have I ever been there without you putting something in the boot? No. When giving becomes a lifestyle, you enjoy health, vitality, and longevity which money cannot buy. Please receive it. How many will say a loud amen here? I believe it is your turn at last. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. But giving must be done with discretion. Psalm 112 verse 5, he will guide his affairs with discretion. That is, having a covenant understanding of giving priorities. Knowing the priorities of the giving covenant. For instance, number one is tithing. That's number one of all the numbers. Tithing. If you are not a tither, you are not a candidate under any condition for financial dominion. You are not a candidate. You have the story of Kenneth Copeland. When he got to the university and had to believe God for his fees to be paid, and somebody gave him the fees to be paid, and he still removed tithe from it, so it would not be enough. Because anything that touches his hand, tithe must come out of it. Tithe must come out of it. There's one man that exemplified financial dominion in ministry. You won't find them in the games of Psalm 66 verse 1. $66 1 cent. You won't find them there. It's a tireless covenant engager. He doesn't toy. Can I tell you, one day it baffled me. The seed he received there, he now paid the tithe here. He paid it where?
Yeah.
Ah. When bona fide ministers are looking for how to collect, pay the tithe. It shocked me. That motivated my going to places and saying, okay, I sold this as seed. That is all they gave because I've saved my master paying tithe. I've gone to nations of the earth where I refuse to take a dime as honorarium. Because God led me to. And I didn't bother to go there anyway, so I'm not going to pay back a debt.
It's amazing. I pray that everything that is holding you back from walking into this realm of financial dominion be broken today.
Tithing is number one. Number two
is worship offering, because we are not permitted to come to his presence empty. And it's wisdom to just plan it. Not that when you get there, you start looking at your pocket to find out if there's anything there. It's already planned. Plan.
Because you are not permitted to come to his presence empty. Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 16 and 17.
The kingdom promotion givings.
I've talked a lot about that. Haggai 1, 4 to 15 and Matthew. 4 to 11 and Matthew 6 and 3.
Then giving to biological parents.
Exodus 20, 4 and 5. And Genesis 27, verse 1 to the end. Bring me the benison that I love, and then collect the blessings.
Give it to spiritual parents.
Honor thy father
in the Lord.
So there are spiritual parents that also provide a platform for covenant blessings. Can I hear your amen? Let me hear your amen. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2. Your parents in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:15. You may have many, many instructors. You don't have more than one father. So there are spiritual parents that we also engage as a platform for our rise. Then give it to the poor. I've talked about that. Give it to the good of humanity. Give it to prophets and ministers of the gospel who minister to our spiritual needs as we are led.
In conclusion, Christ the giver gave and gave and gave until he gave his life. He was a living sacrifice indeed. He's our perfect example. John 13, 27 to 29. What thou doest, do it quickly. They say, instead of asking him to go and buy the things they need or to go and give something to the poor. Verse 29. Jesus was not a beggar. He was a buyer. Whatever he needed, he had enough means to buy. Can I hear your amen? And he was a giver. He gave to the poor. He said, whatever you do, he said, do it quickly. And he said, that's what it says when he wants to give to the poor. Give to them quickly. Chapter 6 of John and verse 5 to 7. Jesus said, give ye them to eat. And he said, where shall we go to get bread for these to eat? And he said, 200 penny worth of bread is not enough for this. Now you see, he had 200 penny. It was sold for 30 pieces of silver. The 200 penny is 200 pieces of silver. Jesus was sold for 30. That will tell you the amount that was at his disposal. Man, he worked in financial dominion. Come and pay us tax. He said, go to the sea, Peter. The first fish you catch, open the mouth, bring the coin, pay them, let's go. He was in charge. Matthew 17, verse 26. He was in charge. Because he was an addicted giver. Addicted giver. He said, no one took it from me. I lay my life down by myself. I have power to lay down. Now, receive the power to lay down what will take you up. Somebody's about changing level. Power to lay down what will take you up, receive it now. Power to lay down what will take you up, receive it now. John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. Wherein does my father love me? Because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Verse 18. I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my father. I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it again. I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it again. In 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 3, he said, to their power I bear record, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Begging us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift. Because they were poor people. The apostles were not willing to take anything. They said, please, I beg, please take it. People are suffering in Jerusalem, take it to them. And these are suffering people
who are giving to others who are suffering. Do you know, I saw something about Moses, very interesting. Moses was in despair. He was fleeing for his life from Pharaoh. Then he saw some daughters came to the well to fetch water. And he saw someone trying to chase them. He said, "Stop that! Who are you to be stopping them? Go fetch water, my friend." Now, he was all suffering. He was in suffering head himself. That was how he got to Jethro's house. So the fellows got to him and he said, "How did you come so quickly?" He said, "We saw one Egyptian who helped us. And you left him there. He should come here and eat." That's how Moses, helping people during suffering. He was suffering when he was helping them. And by helping them, he got help. Can I hear your amen? He got to Jethro's house by helping people in his suffering. So don't tell anybody you are poor, that's why you are not giving. You may die in poverty. There is nothing small that cannot become great. And there's nothing great that cannot become greater. It depends on what you do with the small.
Hallelujah.
Until you do the right thing with the small, it will never become big. And to keep doing the right thing with what is big, it will never become bigger. It is giving that makes small to become big. It is greater giving that makes it become bigger. There is nothing little that cannot become much. My tithe was one time 30 naira, 32 naira, 35 naira, 36 naira, 40 naira. If I give God 40 naira in an offering, it will knock my head. That, are you deaf? You have given me this message? So if I give God now 1,000 naira, I will get insulted. Why? He has changed my level. That will be an insult. Everything great, start small. If you don't want to start from where you are, you may be there for life. Start from where you are. Nobody is counting the volume. It is the cost to you that defines the value of your seed. So when somebody else here has given 1 naira, angels are clapping heaven. I say, 1 naira, we'll bless him. When somebody has given 100 naira, God says, stupid, crazy, take it off my hand. Take that to your governor, will he take it from your hand? That's how it works. Amen. Amen. There are people today that the seed you give in the service was more than what you used to give in a year before. Because God has changed your level. That's the way it works. It's as God has blessed everyone, even so, let him give. You don't give below his blessings or you are insulting him. Let him give. Your tithe according to his blessings in your life. So your giving must be according to his blessings in your life. Are you going to tell me you can't get 5,000 to help somebody go to primary school? Or you won't do it. And the Google one, granite you take in your office, well put together in the month, and your recharge card that is not charging any life. But you won't do it. It's not in your heart, so it can't be in your hand. That's the way up. My giving brought me to where I am, not your giving to me. What they give you that enriches you is what you give that enriches you. What they give you, we spend it and eat it and it will be over. But what you give is always enlarging your course of blessing. Somebody's blessed here. Why am I saying this? You must prosper. You must prosper. You must prosper. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Glory to God. So it makes my turn finally. My turn has finally come. There are people in this service that need to give their life to Christ. Wherever you are, you want to be born again. That's where the journey to financial dominion begins. Until you are born again, you don't have a part or lot in the inheritance of the Father. So if you are here this morning and you want to be saved, let me have you stand to your feet quickly. Please do that. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want to give your life to Christ and be free from the pressures of life. Just stand. You want to enjoy the peace of God that passes all understanding and walk in prosperity. Let me see you stand up. Everyone that wants to give his or her life to Christ, please stand. This is your chance for a change of story. Please stand. Please stand. It's your chance for a change of story. Please stand. Please stand. Wherever you are, get up on your feet. Jesus loves you. He will receive you wherever you're coming from, and no matter how far you may have gone.
There are also people here in this service right now that need to rededicate their life to Christ. Please, all of you are standing. Please move to the nearest aisle to where you are. Move to the nearest aisle quickly. There are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Christ. If you are there, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Let me have you stand to your feet quick. Please stand. God bless you. You want to rededicate. You want to return back to the Father. Let me see you stand. Maybe you are one saved, but things went haywire at a point and you got disconnected and you know it. Please stand. I'd like to pray with you also. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. And move to the nearest eye to where you are and begin to fill out your cards right now. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big, big hand of praise. Ushers are going to do this before we pray, or while we're praying. We have quite a number of interesting things here today for you. Wonders in the midst of the year, there are testimonies that will help you put your expectations in place for the 3 weeks that remains in the midst of the year. Ushers will make that available to you. Now listen to me, just catch up all the things I want them to give you at a time. Operation Target a Household. Within now and the next 3 weeks, there's a household closer to where you are. Please reach out to them. Very interestingly, we have this package. Every fish caught carries a coin. Every fish caught carries a coin. That's also for you. Amen. And then we have this. I believe ushers have one of these stuff, so they made them available to you right now. The last one I'm looking for here is Faith Tabernacle, a city of refuge indeed. Please, ushers, go ahead and make this available to them all at a go. I'm sure you're packing them. That's all your handouts for today, and I do hope that we'll make the most out of it. Faith Tabernacle, a city of refuge indeed. All of that is packaged for you, please. And then you have every believer needs a shepherd. Every believer needs a spiritual home. And then the prayer banquet card for the month of June. The prophetic word, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Glory to God. And then 2 copies of Restoration Banquet. That's for next Sunday. Because anything you have lost must come back. Everything that has been taken away from you must come back. And then serving God is real business. Please make sure you get all of that stuff. And then you have more than enough to deal with this time. This is not just a church. I think it's a church varsity. So get these materials and deal with them properly. Don't just put them in your album. Otherwise it will never change your life. Nothing on your shelf changes anything around you. It's what is in your heart that changes you. So take note of that. Praise God. So ushers will do me a favor. While the second service begins, we'll give it to everyone coming in. And that will make it easier for us. All of us who are standing, please bow your heads now for prayers. Lift up your right hand before the Most High God as I pray with you. Bow your heads and pray this prayer after me from the depth of your heart. Lord Jesus, say with me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the 3rd day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. And thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen and amen. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I cover every one of you today with the precious blood of Jesus. Remain covered in the day of his appearing. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please complete your card and pass them to Kingdom Friends and take your seat. There are those who do not have copies of Wobby. Is it Encounters with Destiny at Wobby? Please, you don't have copies of that.
you can signify, ushers, you put that in your hand. We have only 3 or 4 more sessions going on this year. Take advantage of it. Glory to God. Amen. Shall we all rise to our feet? No movement, please. Rise to your feet. Stay where you are and pick the blessing. Because by the blessing of the upright is a city built. You have heard the word, now receive the impartation. Lift up your 2 hands to heaven. How many of you desire to walk in financial dominion? Now the same grace of financial dominion on this commission is released upon your life today. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There is the anointing of love. He said the Holy Ghost set abroad in our heart by the love of God set abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost has given to us. I therefore release upon you a fresh anointing of love in the name of Jesus. Grace for undying liberality, receive it in the name of Jesus. There are those that have channels. God will bless them to the level that will not overflow the channel. There are those who have canals. Grace to engage the canals of outlet to accommodate an open heaven. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray your change of story today. And may all the blessings that accompany a given life, such as divine help, divine strength, discretion, be yours from now in the name of Jesus. He said, my God shall supply all your needs, no matter what they are. Therefore, this week is decreed for your miracle job, your miracle marriage, your miracle children, your breakthrough in business. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It is done. Thank you, Father. As you go through these materials, receive grace for encounters. I pray that your story changes beginning from now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Most of us had the testimony of last Friday, breakthrough night, of a man that read the book and God visited him. How many had it? Okay. Now, I had one from a senior police officer who was dying and just saw the book Born to Win and received strength to go through. And he went out to the toilet, urinated away the disease and walked away free 10 years ago. How many years ago? Please check the books of the man. You are going to encounter the spirit that I encounter. And in the name of Jesus, God will open up your destiny. So say, will open up my own. Every financial struggle comes on end in your life today. No more financial pressures. In Jesus' name. Together, let's share the goodness of the Lord, everybody. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall be in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Exceeding grace.